Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Welcome all those who joined the Tanya class. We learned previously in chapter 41 that in order to truly serve Hashem, in order for it to be considered a service, which is something that we need to do, it's a mandate from the Torah, we need to awaken a sense of awe and fear of Hashem. If you're looking for the page, it's 217, 218 in the bilingual Tanya, chapter 42. So to serve Hashem, we need to do it out of a sense of fear and awe. That's what the Alter Rebbe said in the previous chapter. How do you do that? Essentially, the point was that in order to awaken that sense of awe of Hashem, we need to contemplate. We need to think and meditate about Hashem's greatness. And the more we think about that, and really not just think, but immerse our thought process into that, the more we will become aware of Hashem's greatness, which in turn is supposed to awaken this emotion of awe and fear of Him. And the Alter Rebbe went on to say, if it doesn't work with the emotion, at the very least, you know, intellectually, we grasp the idea that Hashem is great, and therefore we should be in awe of Him, even if we don't sense it emotionally in our hearts. That's still considered to be true, that we should at least have it in our minds, and that would be considered to be a true service of Hashem, because the servant does things out of the sense of awe and respect. Today, in today's Tanya, in chapter 42, the Alter Rebbe will go on and explain details of what that fear is all about, because that level of fear that we learned about, to have a basic awareness of God's greatness, and therefore be a little bit in awe of Him, that's called Yirat HaTorah. In the Zohar and the Kabbalah, it's referred to as the lower level fear. Right? So that obviously implies that there's something that's even greater than that that we still need to accomplish. So the way the Alter Rebbe is going to do it is by analyzing a very interesting passage from the Talmud that deals with this concept of fear and awe of Hashem. So let's take a look. Page 217, 218. Perek Mem Beis. V'hinei b'mashikasav li'il. So regarding what we described above, being in Yirat HaTorah, regarding this concept and the level of lower fear of Hashem, yuvan heitav, now we can understand very well, mashikasav b'gemara, what the Talmud says, al pasuk, commenting on the verse from the Torah. What's this verse in the Torah? Ve'ata Yisrael. This is actually from Book of Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing the Jewish people. Book of Dvarim is the greatest sermon ever given by a rabbi, because it lasted for 5 weeks. It's many rabbis' greatest dream, and every congregant's biggest nightmare, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Jewish people for 5 weeks. Last 5 weeks of his life. And he says there, when he prepares them to enter the land of Israel, so one of the things he says is the following, Vata Yisrael, now, Jewish people, he says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach, what's God really asking from you already? Kiim Le'ira is Hashem Elokecha, just to fear Him. And then it goes on, actually, there's a whole shopping list there. But the first thing he says that Hashem is asking for is to fear Him, to have a sense of awe of Him. So wait a minute, says the Talmud like this, Atu mi yira milsas atrasihi. Wait a minute, says the Talmud, is fear of God such a small matter? That Moshe Rabbeinu seems to imply, hey, you know, what's Hashem really want from you guys? Just fear Him. What's the big deal? So Talmud says, listen, first of all, fear of God is a very profound spiritual level. And there are quite a few people who work on it for extended period of times, you know, if not throughout their whole life, to work on the sense of awe and fear and respect of Hashem. How could the Torah say that, hey, what's Hashem just wants to fear, that you should fear Him? Implication was that it's not a big deal, right? So the Talmud says, you know, why does it say it's such a small thing? And the answer that the Talmud says is like this, in, yes, legabe Moshe, when it came to Moshe, to his level, milsas atrasihi v'chulu. Well, from Moshe's perspective, this wasn't not a big deal. It was a small matter. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you know, what's Hashem asking from you just to fear Him? So it's such a small thing, Talmud says. Yes, for Moshe it was not a big deal. He was a spiritual giant. So the Alter Rebbe tries to analyze this passage now from the Talmud, and it says like this. Wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. D'lechura ain't a movin'. We don't get it. Hatiritz de hasha mimach ksiv, right? The answer doesn't make sense because Moshe Rabbeinu is not asking what Hashem expects from Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking what Hashem expects from us, from regular Jews. Right? So if Hashem expects from us to have fear, and the Talmud says, well, but to Moshe it was not a big deal. But that's not what was being asked. Right? Hashem didn't ask Moshe to have fear of him. Hashem asked us. And therefore the answer that, oh, to Moshe it's not a big deal doesn't make sense. Is there some kind of a disconnect between Moshe and the people that doesn't understand that for them it's not so simple? Plus, he was just being basically the messenger, conveying the message from Hashem, that he's asking from us to have fear of him. So the answer that it's not a big deal to him doesn't really address the problem. It is a big deal to us. So the Alter Rebbe goes on to answer this very beautifully. Ela inyan hu. The explanation of the matter is as follows. Ki kol nefesh v'nefesh be'beis Yisrael. Because every single Jewish soul, yesh bam b'b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. There's a little mini Moses within every Jewish soul, says the Alter Rebbe. There's a certain part of the soul that we have that's an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is, you know, our leadership qualities. This is the idea of knowledge and awareness of godliness. This is what this is all about. This part of Moshe is within every single Jewish soul. Ki hu mishiva ro'im, because he's one of the seven shepherds, spiritual leaders, who bring down vitality and godliness to the totality of the Jewish souls. So there are seven great people that we've had who had this tremendous influence on the entire Jewish people. That's why they're called shepherds. What do shepherds do? They take care of the sheep, right? So what do spiritual leaders do? They take care of their flock. They take care of their people. There's an oral tradition that we have about the Tanya here, that where it says, by the way, Chayis v'lekus, that the Jewish leaders, the shepherds, bring vitality and godliness, that the Alter Rebbe spent 6 weeks thinking whether he should write Chayis v'lekus or Chayis v'lekus with one additional letter vav. 6 weeks he spent on that, and the story goes that when his brother, Maril, entered the room, so the Alter Rebbe actually remarked that he was been already spending 6 weeks thinking which way to spell it. And he says, I should really think another 2 weeks about it, the Alter Rebbe said, but I really need to go on and conclude writing this book that's so necessary. What's the point? What's the difference? Chayos Elikus would have meant that the spiritual leaders bring down godly vitality to the Jewish people. But Chayis ve'elekus means there are two things that they bring down. One is Chayis, vitality, the sense of awe and fear of Hashem that invigorates our service to Hashem, that makes us excited to serve Hashem. Ve'elekus and godliness means that there's also a deeper godly dimension of knowledge and awareness that they bring to us. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe opted out for the second version because the Shiva Royim, the seven spiritual shepherds, provide both for the Jewish soul, both highest, the vitality, and elikus, and the godliness, divinity, that every soul needs to be inspired. Okay, so this is what the seven shepherds do. Moshe Rabbeinu, olav ha'shalom, who klalas kulam. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate spiritual leader and the best shepherd that we had. V'nikra, and he's called, therefore, in the Zohar, Raya Mehemna. There's actually a whole section of the Zohar called Raya Mehemna, which much of it is attributed to the teachings, the mystical Kabbalistic teachings that were passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Why is it called Raya Mehemna, for the faithful shepherd? So spiritually speaking, Alter Rebbe explains as follows, Dehainu, Shemamshich b'bchinas hadas, because he draws down the level of knowledge and awareness, the Klalas Yisrael, to all of the Jewish people, Le'eda, to know, as Hashem, to know God. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu's job was. He had to make sure that every Jew is aware of Hashem. To know, you know, have a deep, intimate knowledge of godliness. Everyone, according to his ability of his soul, to understand and comprehend his concepts. As well as its root above. And also where it receives its spiritual nourishment. And ultimately, this is all rooted from the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, that somehow it gives radiance and knowledge. It imparts this knowledge of Hashem to every single soul. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu's soul come from? How is he able to give us such a spiritual gift? Because, says the Alter Rebbe, it's HaMishureshes B'das Elyon. Moshe Rabbeinu's soul is rooted in Hashem's supernal knowledge, Shebiyusfiras De'atzilus, which is one of the 10 attributes, divine attributes of the level of Atzilus, of the highest realm. And therefore, because it's the highest realm, HaMiyuchadis B'ma'atzilin, therefore the spheres, the attributes in the level of Atzilus, are fused and united with the one who emanated them, Baruch Hu, Hashem himself. Shehu V'day Toecha, because God and his knowledge is one. V'hu Amada, and he is the knowledge, he is the knower, he is the known thing, as was explained in chapter 2 in Tanya, that when it comes to Hashem, it's all inseparable. You can't say, this is God, and this is his knowledge. By human beings, you can say that, you know what, this is me, and this is my knowledge. They're separate. That's why we're going to acquire new knowledge, because there was something that existed outside of our realm. Now that we learned it, now it became, you know, internalized, part of us. By Hashem, there's no such thing as new knowledge. He already knows everything, by definition, by knowing himself. This is what Rambam Maimonides puts forth in the very philosophical discussions that he has in the beginning of Rambam, as well as in Moreh Nevuchim. So, V'odzois, moreover, says the Alter Rebbe, Yisrael Kain, above and beyond what we described before, Bechal Dor V'Dor. So before we said that Moshe Rabbeinu existed within every soul. In other words, there's a radiance of this spiritual knowledge that Moshe Rabbeinu imparts to every single Jew. But there's something even greater than that, says the Alter Rebbe. If you light a bonfire, right? So the light from the bonfire could travel very far, right? You can see it from maybe many yards, even a few miles away. But there's something even more powerful than that, the light of the bonfire. There are actual sparks from the fire, right? Which actually are flames, right? Many flames from that fire. It's qualitatively very different from the light from the fire. So this is what Alter Rebbe says now. That beyond the fact that there's a mini Moses within every soul, there's actually a Moses in every generation. Those are the spiritual giants and the leaders of the Jewish people. So it says, Bechol dor vador, in every generation, yordin netzutzin min neshamas Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom. The actual sparks of the soul of Moshe descend into the souls of the leaders, umeslavshin beguf v'nefesh l'chach me'ador. And they're enclosed within the body and the soul of the sages of that generation, Einei Ha'eda, as they're called, the eyes of the congregation, right? They're the ones who have a deeper perception of godliness, and therefore it's their job in every generation to make sure that they are imparting this knowledge and awareness of godliness to every single Jew. L'lama das es ha'am, they teach this knowledge to the people, to know greatness of God, and therefore to serve Hashem with their hearts and souls. And this is the job of the sparks of Moshe, the leaders of the Jewish people. Because you need to serve Hashem with the heart. And you know how you serve God with your heart? Of course, it's commensurate with your knowledge of God. The more you know, the better you're in tune and sense and feel how you should serve him. And there's actually an explicit verse in the Torah regarding that. What does it say there? Da es elakei avicha, you should know the God of your fathers, v'avdei b'lev shalom, and then you will serve him with a full heart. So you see that serving God and knowledge are intimately connected. V'nevesh chafetza, and with a desiring soul, that's how you would serve God if you know him. And regarding the future, it also says, people will no longer teach one another, lemar, in other words, all the rabbis will be unemployed. So when Mashiach comes, nobody will teach each other anymore to say, do is Hashem, know God. When Mashiach comes, it will no longer be necessary. Because they will all know me already, says God. So knowledge of Hashem is a very important factor. Ach ikra das, but the main part of this knowledge ain't the idea levada. It's not just some abstract knowing. Sheyedik dos Hashem that yeah, the Hashem is great. From the books and from the authors of the books. That's not the main knowledge, basically. Says Alter Rebbe. Let's turn the page. Ela ikrahu, but the main idea of this knowledge is not just something superficial and abstract. but rather it's lehamik daite, to deepen one's mind, begdulas Hashem, regarding Hashem's greatness. In other words, you can't just, you know, think about it, you know, like a glancing thought, like we think about the weather, oh, it's nice outside or something, and move on with your day. It's something that has to kind of possess our minds a little bit. Litkaya machshavtei b'Hashem, that we have to immerse our thoughts regarding Hashem, b'chayzik v'oymetz alev, with the strength and the might of our hearts, v'amayach, and the minds, ashitiyah machshavtei mikusheres b'Hashem, until one's thought process is so bound to Hashem, b'kesher amitz chazak, with a very strong and powerful bond, k'moshi mikusheres b'davar gashmi, like we are sometimes connected to physical things. When we obsess about something, we think about it all the time, so we have to deeply think and immerse our thoughts about Hashem in order to properly have this awareness and knowledge. Shira b'nei basar, when we see something with our physical eyes, it's real, right? That's why people say seeing is believing. Of course, we cannot see Hashem yet. It says Mashiach comes, we have such a perception, we'll be visual to see godliness. That's how powerful that knowledge will be. But right now, we need to deepen our thought process to such an extent, it's as if it's as real as we're seeing things. So that's how deep our thought process has to reach, to inspire us to be aware of Hashem and His presence in this world. And he has to deepen his thought again into this idea, as it is known, because knowledge is actually an expression of connection. It's not just a, you know, a chachma, some abstract thought, or bina, or even more involved understanding, but das literally means you're so connected to something, you know it so well, that you're moved by it. You know, when you really care for something, you know it. You know, you're learning for this test for a year, something very big. As I see all the time, students studying for MCATs, or for bar exams, or whatever it may be, you know, sleepless nights, you know, week in and week out. You know, you would wake them in the middle of the night, they will tell you an answer to a question. And that's how deeply they care about this. So not only do you know it abstractly, but because you know it so well, and it matters to you so much, you start to care about it. That's what das literally means. It's a connection. It's an intellectual knowledge that invokes an emotional response to it. And that's basically the point of Tanya, that the mind and the heart have to be connected when it comes to Hashem. And it's so powerful that it's almost like it's as powerful as a physical connection. Das is lashon is kashrus. We're connecting to something through our minds. Kama, like it says, ve Adam yoida, right? When it comes to the connection that Adam and Eve had, which is a very powerful connection, ultimately was the intimate connection that they had. But the expression that's used for their connection is that Adam knew Chava. That knowledge implies not just some abstract knowledge, that, you know, they kind of, you know, they were acquainted, but they knew each other so well, it was a deep physical connection. That's what knowledge really is, that we need to connect so deeply to awareness of Hashem to the point where we start to care. That's the point of today's Tanya. Everyone have a great day.